Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Girly Homesteader Podcast. So last week I did say that today's episode was supposed to be an overview of my 2023 garden, but it's not going to be. And honestly, the only reason that is because I do not have the time to go through all of my notes thoroughly in order to do that episode its justice. That is because I am going out of town. I'm going on a long weekend trip with my mom and my mother-in-law. And so because of that, I don't have the time to prepare for the episode. Now, the good news is during that trip, I should have some downtime when I can plan the garden more and go through my notes. So that will be coming next week. But that means that today I am talking about my goals for the year 2024. I am going to be talking mostly about homestead related goals, but I am going to be talking about personal goals too, and also some work goals and just stuff like that, because as I've said, this podcast is not just about homesteading. It's about your life as a woman, about all of the things that encompass and make up you and your specific approach to homesteading. So stay tuned for my 2024 goals. Hello and welcome to season 3 of the Girly Homesteader Podcast, the show that's definitely not your typical homesteading podcast. I'm your host, Laura, a girly homesteader living in Xenia, Ohio, with my husband, chickens, bees, and garden. On this weekly show, we'll cover the typical stuff, like gardening and chicken lady life, but we also go beyond the farm and talk about things like goal setting, makeup, planners, skincare, and staying in tune with nature's seasons. I've considered myself a homesteader for the past 3 years now, and in 2024, I'm hoping to hone the skills I've learned and continue to share those experiences with you. So, welcome to this girlier side of homesteading, where we can grow and flourish together. All right, so the first place that I want to start today are actually my work goals. And the reason I want to do this is because it ties into how I even got here to these goals. So I remember that I mentioned this a few weeks back, and it is the new Grow and Flourish assessment that I created, which is a tool to help you figure out what areas and what facets of your life, specifically on your homestead, like homestead included, which areas of your life need the most help. And also, it helps you, you know, honor and celebrate the areas of your life that you are doing really well. So this is what I'm calling the Grow and Flourish assessment. So when I took this assessment, the three areas of my life that I needed to work on the most were my home, my farm, and also having fun. So work for me, it is very, very rewarding, and I love what I do. I have like quite a few jobs. I have like 4 jobs, really, if you want to count everything that I do. And that doesn't include growing food and like homestead job. I have my online presence, The Girly Homesteader, that includes this podcast. It includes the planner that I created. So I do all of that. I also manage rental properties. So that's another job. And on top of that, I have a beauty counter business. But then on top of all of that, which takes up probably half my time, is my personal training business that I have. All of these things, maybe except for the rental property management, are very, very rewarding to me. And so I did score highly on that area. But my point here is that this Grow and Flourish assessment, it has completely changed the way that I am viewing my homestead planner that I created. So this is just a heads up to you. If you are listening to this podcast, maybe you have bought my planner, maybe you are contemplating buying my planner, or maybe you didn't even know that I had a planner. This planner is going to be shifting a little bit, not very much, but previously, and as the way that it is printed right now, I think I have like only 9 or 10 copies left of my first run of prints that will be available in its previous state, which is just primarily focused on homesteading. Now, it's mostly garden related, I will be honest, mostly garden, but there is a page that is dedicated to tracking your chickens' egg production, okay? So, as of right now, the planner is very, very homestead based. But in creating this grow and flourish assessment, I discovered that what my planner was missing were pages to just kind of get a handle on your life. Because I think most homesteaders, you don't have to be Christian or whatever, most homesteaders are at least very spiritual in the sense that they are very connected to themselves, just emotionally, spiritually, intellectually. And so that's just something that we all share. You know, we want to be connected to nature and we're very in tune with the way that life ebbs and flows. And so because of that, I think that something that is very, very important to all of us as homesteaders, especially women, is really prioritizing and figuring out what areas of your life are most important to you, and also just helping you figure out where you need to grow. All of us as homesteaders, we're obsessed with learning new skills, and part of that is just our innate drive of self-development and self-actualization. And so some of the things that I will be adding to the planner in 2024 are the Grow and Flourish assessment and some other things interspersed throughout the seasons and the months that will just help you get more in tune with yourself, with the seasons, and the way that your life will adapt to the weather changing, to your surroundings, all of that. So that is a big announcement for me to you. This planner will be changing name in 2024. It will be called the Grow and Flourish Planner. As I said, I have about 10, maybe 9 or 10 hard copies left of its current state. And then after that, it will be switching names and it will be called the Grow and Flourish Planner. So that is something that I am very, very excited to do in 2024. So that is a big business goal for me. One more thing in my business, my work life, is that I want to add 2 more team members to my beauty counter team. Right now I have 1 girl who was part of my team. She is also a homesteader and it's just fun. I've loved being able to, you know, mentor her and see her grow. And so I'd like to add 2 more people in the year 2024. So maybe you have tried beauty counter products and you like them, or maybe you are looking for something to supplement your homestead income. It's really not that hard. Most people who try beauty counter, they end up loving it. And I think that the products sell themselves. So this is something that I really don't talk very much about on Instagram or on the podcast because it never was my intent. But you know, if you are looking for a way to make some extra money on the side, I would highly recommend trying Beauty Counter and maybe becoming a consultant. So those are 2 big goals that I have for the year 2024 in my work life. So as I said, when I took the Grow and Flourish assessment myself, the 3 areas that I needed to work on the most were home, farm, and fun. Those are just the 3 like short words that I thought of to encompass these different facets of your life. So what home, farm, and fun mean to me are: home is my physical environment. It has to do with all the clutter that I have in my house. It has to do with the systems in place that I have to deal with things, whether it is, you know, doing the laundry or staying on top of cleaning, etc. Farm, what that means for me is the amount of food that I am producing and also the systems that go in place there. And then fun is kind of self-explanatory. It's just how much fun am I having in my life? Because a lot of times as homesteaders, we get so hung up on all the tasks that we have to do because there is a lot of work involved in homesteading. But we need to remember to have fun. And so this was actually my lowest scoring section of the assessment. And so my goals here for the year 2024 in terms of having fun are, well, to have more fun. It's hard to explain how to have fun just because it's just something that happens, and fun is very different for different people. So for me and my husband specifically, what we want to do is we want to go on more trips. I have this trip that I am taking without my husband in January. But then other than that, I think we're going to try and get 3 trips in this year. One is already planned. We are going to be going on a ski trip in March. And then we have tossed around the idea of going to Alaska again. We fell in love with Alaska when we went there in 2021, I think it was, or maybe 2022. We loved it. And so we want to go there again. My husband and I, we do not have kids, and so we have a lot more freedom than the average person does. And we want to take advantage of that in 2024. So being able to go on these trips is huge. So the last trip that we're toying with is another family trip with my side of the family, because that ski trip is going to be with my husband's family. So we want to take more trips in 2024. I also want to go on more dates because, yes, although every single night at home is technically kind of like a date because we do get to just hang out, the two of us, it is different when you go out and I don't have to cook. In our household, the cooking is something that I pretty much do completely all by myself. It's something that I enjoy and I think that I'm pretty good at. So sometimes it is nice for me to not have to cook. So I would like to go on more dates. The other thing that we want to do is we want to go on more like weekend staycations because I have control of my schedule because I am self-employed. My husband, he also has some pretty good freedoms with his schedule. And so I really think that what is healing for us is to have extra time at home because we love our home. We love the space that we have created. We love all of the chores and activities that we do outside. And so we want to, you know, celebrate that and stay home and be able to enjoy it a little bit more. I think that a lot of people need to do that really because, you know, yeah, going on trips is fun, but it is also stressful. Like I'm even a little bit stressed out for this weekend trip to Florida. And then our ski trip, I'm definitely going to be stressed for that one. And then going to Alaska, that's a really big trip. So like going on those big trips is fun once you're there, but the prep work before and after is exhausting. And so we want to have some more relaxing staycations, like mini staycations at home on long weekends. And then the final thing that I want to do in the fun category is I want to be better at documenting all of the cool things that we do. I mentioned this in my 2024 planning tactics episode. One of the pieces of my system is a book or a notebook that is called Our Walk. I explain the significance of that, but basically it goes back to my brother-in-law's best man speech at our wedding. And this is a notebook where I want to document just all of the cool things that we do together. And they can be just simple things, you know, like January 1st, that was the day where we toyed around and kind of decided, all right, we're going to go to Alaska. And that's a big deal, you know? So those just simple things, I want to document all of that. So that is how I want to grow and flourish in the year 2024 in terms of my business, my work, and fun. After the break, I'm going to get into the farm category and also the home category. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Grubly Farms, the brand of chicken food and treats I use for my own flock. What's always been important to me is making sure my girls get a non-soy protein source, but Grubly Farms takes it one step further by using food waste to raise the black soldier fly larvae that they then turn into insect-based protein. This is way more natural for chickens than the fish-based food I used to use. Grubly Farms is also higher in calcium than other feeds because it is made of insects, and I've definitely noticed stronger eggshells because of it. My girls go crazy for the crumbled food, but you can shop all their products with a link in the show notes, and you can get 25% off your first order by using the code GIRLYHOMESTEADER at checkout. So let's get into the farm or the homestead facet of my life. As you know, if you have been listening to this podcast, I was very, very underwhelmed by our food production in 2023 because we had terrible soil quality. We were battling really bad nitrogen availability in our soil, and then also our pH was very high. And what that does is it limits the plant's ability to uptake the nutrients that are in the soil. So we did not produce as much food as I was expecting, considering our previous year when we did pretty darn good for being first timers, quote unquote. So I have a lot that I want to do. Obviously, my overarching goal in 2024 is to produce more food, but some of the things that I have planned, not completely, but at least the ideas that I have to help me get there are to amend my soil. I talked about that last week. I really need to work on the pH of my soil, and I do think I have a plan for that. But it really just, it needs to be amended and worked on. I also think that I need to get better about fertilizing and also applying my my insecticidal sort of things. Yes, we do try to grow everything organically, but I'm not going to lie, I will use sprays. They are organic sprays, but like I am not a no spray person because I don't have the time to be out there constantly picking off cabbage moth like caterpillars. I just don't. So I will gladly use BT spray to, you know, fix that problem for me because I think that it's fine. The other thing that we have discovered works very well for our garden to eliminate pests are beneficial nematodes. So that is something that I will be doing again this year. But the other thing, fertilizer, that's another thing that I discovered this past season because our soil was just so terrible. The only way that I was going to get any growth or any production out of my garden was by using fertilizer. And at the very beginning, I gave myself a really hard time because I thought, you know, my soil shouldn't quote unquote need fertilizer. But you know, what matters to me at the end of the day is actually getting food. It's not about how I got there. It's about getting food. So I am using organic fertilizers. I love the new fertilizer that came out by Organic Rev. I talked about that in the fall. So that is something I would like to get on an actual schedule of doing probably every other week or so, along with those pest management tactics. And so that's something that I will be habitually writing down in my planner. The other thing that I want to do with my planner is to write down the different succession plantings of greens. I am still trying to work out the kinks and figure out how much greens at a time that I have to grow for us to have enough, but also to not be swamped and like overwhelmed with the greens. And I also have to be better at just like culling plants or just cutting them down and starting fresh. I still am very bad at like leaving a plant in there just because it's growing. And I feel bad about getting rid of it completely. But what happened is that I would leave my greens in there for too long. They would get bitter, they would get tough, and they weren't as fun to eat. And it honestly would have been more worth it if I would have just chopped the plants down to the root and started fresh. So I need to get better at scheduling and just keeping those things kind of just like at regular intervals. And I will be using my planner to help me do that. The other thing that hopefully will happen if we grow more food is preserving more food. This past year with preserving, I obviously didn't grow as much as I thought I could. So I didn't get to preserve much. But in terms of my tomato sauce that I did make, or my pizza sauce that I did make from the tomatoes that we grew, it's fantastic. And it was pretty darn easy. And so I would like to hopefully get a whole year's worth of pizza sauce. I don't know if that'll be doable. We will see. But I would like to try. The other thing that I want to get better or hopefully preserve too are green beans. In my garden plan right now, I have so many spots for green beans, bush beans specifically, because pole beans did terrible for me last year, and I discovered the bush beans are just what work for us. I would love it if I could be flooded with green beans because I discovered that freezing them, they actually taste pretty darn good. I mean, they're obviously not as good as fresh, but Yeah, I would love to have stockpiles of frozen green beans. And then the other thing that I would hopefully preserve is salsa. So I mentioned this on Instagram maybe a month or so ago, and I know that I talked about fermenting salsa on the podcast, and I was super excited about it. Well, we tried the fermented salsa a couple months after, and it was still good. It's not like it had gone bad. It didn't make us sick or anything. But holy crap, does it continue to get more tangy and more zingy in the fridge, like way more so than sauerkraut does. And honestly, we really didn't enjoy it very much. I mean, it was okay, but like, I definitely would not be able to eat it with just chips. Like, it would be just way too much. We put it in a taco bowl and that was fine. But gosh, this year, I am not going to be fermenting salsa just because I didn't really like it. Jarred salsa to me, like the jarred salsa that I made the previous year, it was okay. And so what I think I'm going to do is just be a little bit more brave with my canning. I know that you are supposed to follow strict rules when you are doing canning, especially water bath canning. But as long as I have the pH correct, it should be fine in theory. So I'm just going to be very liberal with lime juice and do my own sort of salsa canning. The other thing that I want to try this year is to compost my chicken manure throughout the year. This was a big goal for me in 2023. I wanted to figure out what the heck to do with my chicken poop. At the beginning of the year, I started out thinking that I would compost it along with food scraps and wood chips and stuff in this special composting bin. Well, I hated that fucking bin. It was terrible. So bad. I threw it out. I chalked it up to learning, and I almost bought a compost tumbler instead, but then I didn't. And honestly, I'm very glad that I didn't. I need something to do with all of the chicken poop that I have. Now that I have transitioned my chicken coop into sand, we'll be coming up on almost a year in February that we'll be doing that. I don't have wood chips to deal with anymore. And so all I have is just chicken poop that is slightly covered in the sand and the other zeolite amendment that I put in the base of my coop. This is great drainage for my soil, so I'm happy about the sand that is in there, but I do still need to age it. As of right now, I haven't had to deal with that because I've just been putting my chicken poop straight onto my garden because it will age throughout the winter. But once we are in the growing seasons, I'm going to have to devise a way to preserve the chicken poop, let it age, and have it be in some sort of a container where it's easily, you know, I can easily put it onto my garden and use it. So that's something that I haven't figured out completely, but it's something that I want to do in 2024. And then the last thing that I want to try in the farm category of my life is to try auto irrigation again. So this ties back in to our fun goals. We want to go on more trips. Two of the trips that we will be taking this year are probably going to be a week long. And so because of that, we need to have some automated systems figured out. We have tried a few different things with irrigation, and they have all been super, super fussy. And so in 2023, what we figured out was an overhead watering system, because what it did was it allowed me to have complete freedom, and I wasn't set into this very like precise, stuck, rigid plan of where I had to put things. And it was fine, except for the fact that it would water my in-ground garden the same amount as my raised beds, and it would also water the pathways in my garden. And because we are using rain barrel water, we don't have unlimited water there by our garden. And so I was just very cautious about using this water. And actually, when we were on our last big vacation, we went to Wyoming. Because we have we had that sprinkler system set up on like a smart switch, and so I could turn it on remotely. Well, I turned it on from our hotel room, and then I forgot. And I didn't remember to turn it off until probably like 3 or 4 hours later. And so I ran our rain barrels completely dry. Thankfully, I did not burn the pump that we have in our rain barrels. But that was definitely not the point because I wanted to be able to have water to water the garden the entire time we were gone. So the way that we have our current auto irrigation is very wasteful, especially when we are using rain barrel water and we don't just have unlimited resources there. So I want to think of a better auto irrigation system. I do have some ideas. I'm hoping that I will have those figured out in the spring and that I can share those with you. But that is the last thing that I want to try in the homestead realm to just help with our food production, to help improve our soil quality, and to just hopefully make my life easier as well. So my final goals for the month of for the year 2024 have to do with my home and my environment. My husband is also very, very gung-ho on these goals. And mostly what we need to do is just get rid of all the excess shit that we have. I am one of those people that is not a minimalist. I like things. I have a problem, you can say. I have one of those people that just hoards cardboard boxes because, you know, you never when you can use a good box. I get that from my dad. I am also inherently not a very neat and tidy person. Messes take a while to bother me. My husband is on the opposite end of the spectrum. He likes things neat and orderly. And yes, because we've been married for 8 years, we've gotten, you know, closer to the middle. but this year, what I've realized is that we just have too much stuff. And what has made this more apparent to me is the fact that this year in 2024, I really do think that we are going to get closer to our ultimate goal of moving to a different homestead with much more land and much more space. And so we would be building a house during this process. And it's just making me realize, you know, if we're going to move, I don't want to move all of this stuff that we don't need. Because like currently, we have been in our current home for 5 years. I swear to you, there are boxes in storage areas that have not been touched in those 5 years, yet I still have all of that crap. And so we need to get rid of things. Now, do I want to be a true minimalist? No, I definitely don't, because that just isn't my, that's just not my personality. I mean, I have every single color of marker, of pen, of whatever for my planners. I have so many post-it notes and stickers, and I do like things, but the rule that I really need to live by is that if I haven't used something for a year, it's got to go. It has to go. And so we are going to be doing a lot of decluttering in the year 2024. And then also, you know, if we're moving, that's, you know, nobody likes moving all of that crap, even if you're just moving to a regular, you know, home. But especially if you are building a brand new house, why in the world are you going to move all of this stuff? It just doesn't, it makes even less sense to me. So some of the tactics that we're going to take to do this is to try and declutter little by little. You know, we're going to work room by room or maybe drawer by drawer. And like I said, if we haven't touched it or used it in over a year, it's going to go. Now, sentimental things and things like that, yes, we will keep those, but we are going to try and be a little bit more sparing of that, downsize and also organize better because like we currently, I'm actually looking at it right now, we do have a box of memorabilia from my husband's grandparents and it's just currently in a cardboard box and that's just the box that it was given to us in and it's not good because it can't be shut and it's just impossible to store. Are the things in there very important? Yes, they are, but they should be organized in a way where we can put a lid on it, we can store it, and things are much safer. So we have organizing, we have decluttering to do, and another thing that I thought of doing, maybe this will help you, but every single Amazon box that comes into my house or every single like, you know, box from Thrive Market or whatever, I want to fill it with things and it is going to leave the house full, not empty. So we'll see if that's a little bit ambitious or not, but that is something that I would like to do. And then the final thing on the home environment aspect of my life is that I want to develop a chore list for both me and my husband. Not necessarily to like be strict about like you have to do this and I have to do that, but I do think that when you are in a marriage, especially if you've been at it for a while. Not that we've been married forever, but 8 years is a decent chunk of time. You get very set into your routines and you kind of forget what the other person does for you, and you kind of lose that appreciation. And so I want to just write down all of the things that I do for the home, for him, for, you know, our life together. And then he also should do the things, you know, write those same things down for his side of the coin. And I think that that will just help us both kind of, you know, see where we're at. Because as I said, I'm an inherently messy person. He is not. And so for me to clean and do all of those things, it takes me like a lot of effort. And so that's always where we fight. And so I'm hoping that by making this list, it can help us just, you know, I don't want to say level the playing field, but just kind of, you know, be a little bit more honest and real about everything that we do to contribute to our lives together. So, that is a lot of things that I want to achieve in the year 2024. I'm actually very glad that I did this episode before the 2023 recap, just because I think it is more fitting, because, you know, even my farm and homestead related goals, they're not changing based off of how things went last year. Like, I already know what I need to do. I just don't know the details of it yet. And so next week, I will be doing that 2023 recap of what did happen in the garden that went well and what didn't. And I will be talking about my tactics for the year 2024 in even more depth. So stay tuned for that episode next week. Okay, so I feel like an idiot because I totally forgot to talk about the mini seasons. And this is a new thing that I'm trying for 2024. So, as you know, I love New Year's. I love the sense of just a fresh start. And I've been seeing a lot of stuff on Instagram recently saying that, oh, you shouldn't make all of your resolutions and your goals in January because we're in the middle of winter and it's just you're not in tune with the seasons. And although I find that to be true, I do think that January and February are those dark months. They're cold, and yes, you should be introspective, but like, you need to prepare for the time when you do have the energy. Because I guess like their viewpoint is that you don't have the energy to do all of these new things in January and February, and you should wait till spring in March when the sun starts to come back and it gets warmer. But if you wait until then to decide what the heck you're going to do, you're not going to be ready and prepared when you have the energy. So anyways, this just like, it just makes it even more important, or like validates the fact that I thought of this idea of having these mini seasons. So what I have done is I have divided the year into 6 sections. Each section is 2 months long. And so this kind of helps you go throughout the year and be in tune with what is going on outside. So for the months of January and February, my kind of goals will be aligned around aspiration. That is the word for the months of January and February. In March and April, the word is renewal. That is the focus. So it's slightly different because you're starting to get a little bit more energy. The sun is coming back. It is getting warmer. You are feeling renewed because you did take that time and that break during the months of January and February. So after the renewal season in March and April, there is the growth season in May and June. This is when we are super, super busy in the gardens. We're getting our tomatoes in. We're starting to get big, big crops from the greens and everything that we planted in March and April. And things are just growing and abundant. And the pests have not come yet, generally. So things are just great in the garden. And then when July and August comes, that's when things start to get hotter. It starts to get sweatier and the pests come and start to piss you off. And so the focus during July and August is maintenance, just continuing with what you're doing, trying to persevere through those hard months. And then once we get to September and October, things start to slow down a little bit more. And those months are about observation, because here you're starting to have a little bit more time. You can take your notes, figure out, you know, what you might need to change for the next year. You can just observe how those last months of production are really going for you. And then that finally leads into the last months, November and December, which are the months for reflection, where you can truly dig in to your, you know, to what happened in the previous year. So those are the mini seasons that I am taking in to 2024. So that means that at the end of February, it'll be like a mini New Year's and the season is changing and we are going into that season of renewal. At the end of April, it'll be another mini New Year's going into growth. And then at the end of June, we go into maintenance. At the end of August, we go into observation. And at the end of October, we go into reflection. So I will write that out in the show notes in case you want to take this into your life as well. It might become part of the Grow and Flourish Planner. I'm not totally sure yet, but it definitely is an idea that I have. So anyways, now that is the end of the podcast, and I will talk to you next week when I do that 2023 garden recap. Thanks for listening to the Girly Homesteader Podcast. If you liked this episode, please make sure to leave a rating and subscribe so you never miss a new episode. I'll talk to you next week, but until then, I hope you grow and flourish in all the ways that make you, you.